Hey, Joe. Welcome to Milberger's Gardening South Texas. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, thanks.
Hey, Joe, what you know?
Well, I got a staghorn fern a little less than a year ago from Milberger's right there on 604. But I was wondering what I should be doing with it over the winter. It's kind of gone stagnant and or dormant.
No! Staghorn gone stagnant. That thing freezes, won't it?
Yeah.
That thing freezes big time.
Yeah, you got to be. You got to protect it.
You got to get that thing in.
Should I winter it or just keep it in the inside for the whole winter?
Yeah, yeah. A friend of mine had one in his apartment hanging over his TV.
Really?
In his apartment there, and it got huge. It's the first one I'd ever seen that big.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
No, they do well indoors. I think as much light as you could give them, they would appreciate. But, no, they'll do all right indoors over the winter. But that thing, I don't think it'd take below 40 degrees. I bet you 40, 45.
Yeah,
that's
true. Certainly, yes. Yeah. So you want to get it in before this spell of cold weather.
Right, because the wind.
Well, I got one other question about it. How often should the, there's the two, the fertile and the sterile fronds that grow. How often does the fertile ones grow all the time? But I have not had a new sterile frond since I've had it. Is that a problem, or are those pretty infrequent?
You've not had a sterile one? You've only had a...
Yeah.
Sounds like to me yours is promiscuous.
Yeah.
And very prolific. Promiscuous.
That
prolific.
Ain't right.
Yeah.
Where it's not having any sterile offspring.
You're not treating that thing right.
I'm not sure about that. Yeah. We'll have to see if somebody else out there has
had it. I bet you there's a web page.
Yeah.
You look up the scientific name of staghorn fern, and somewhere out there, some moron has dedicated his whole life to the study of the staghorn fern, and I'm sure that they would have that. And since you're not going to be able to go out driving around in the next 2 or 3 days, that'd be something good for you to do.
Yeah, sure is.
Thanks.
All right, well, thanks for your help.
Thank you for calling.